One moment here.
All right.
Hey, Christopher.
Yes.
Hey, thanks so much for holding there. My name is Muzz. I'm one of the marketing advisors. I provide the pricing in your area. How are you doing today, my friend? Good afternoon to you.
Very good. How are you?
I'm doing well, man. I'm doing well. I'm blessed. It's a pleasure. Thank you so much for asking. Excited, to say the least. I understand that you're the owner and operator for Biz Windows.
Yes, I am.
All right. And you're looking to service, the San Bruno, California area? Is that correct?
No. I am from San Francisco, and I moved to Georgia 2 years and a half ago.
Okay.
And I am living right now in Atlanta, Georgia. And I am a general contractor in California, but my life is, I cannot work with my wife, but it doesn't matter because they don't require, it's totally different kind of culture. They don't require you to have a license for a lot of trades in Georgia. And in California, you have to have a license for in every single trade. It doesn't matter which one's going to be. But anyhow, I am doing here, my company, at the beginning when I moved out of to Georgia, we're doing selling doors and windows and installing them. But I decided to do more trades, like fences, decks, porch, including our service besides windows and doors. So.
Got it. Well, California to Georgia. All right. There you go. I'm actually from California. I'm from LA, but I relocated to Dallas, Texas, last year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, it's much more economical. And I have a lot of family and friends out here. Yeah. And so I have relatives in Atlanta as well. So.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah, I have yet to visit Atlanta, but this is awesome. And I understand this is a brand new business for you.
No. Since I was working on remodeling in San Francisco, and doing windows and doors wasn't anything new because when you're doing remodeling, they're gonna ask you, can you replace the windows and doors for me too, including on a package? Yes. So you can do it. So, but over here, the culture for windows and doors is something unbelievable because we don't have this kind of culture in San Francisco that you can make money only selling windows and doors and installing them. We don't have this culture here in San Francisco. I mean, over here in Atlanta, in Georgia, they spend up thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars changing windows and doors, which is I never saw like that. When I got here, I was surprised how much money they spend, $150,000 changing all the windows in your house. I mean, totally crazy. I thought it was totally, totally crazy. And we don't have this in California. So that's why I decided to go for at the beginning with windows and doors. But I can see that I can spend now because I have another guy that are carpenters, people that can do different kind of things that I can include on my business. And just in case something, if you have a downside on sales and one thing, the other thing is going to be, you're going to be making money off in another, another trade. So that's why I decided to add the...
You can never go wrong when you follow the money, right?
Yes, sir.
There you go. Well, congratulations, my friend. Can you verify your actual city? I know you're in Georgia, but what city are you? Is your business specifically?
We're located in Marietta, Georgia.
Marietta? Okay.
Yeah, Marietta. This is where I live now, and I have my office in my house in Marietta. Yes.
All right, Marietta, Georgia, and so. You mentioned that you do, obviously, windows and door replacement.
Doors.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are you still doing? Go ahead. Fencing?
Go ahead. Yeah, we do fences, porch, and the deck.
Deck, porch, fences. Got it. Installation. Got it. Are you still like doing paving, interlocking paving?
Not interlocking pavers over here because this is not a popular trade in Georgia. It's very popular in San Francisco, in California. We do a lot of pavers and installation in San Francisco, but not now over here. No, they don't even know what paving is over here in Georgia. They do a lot of concrete, you know, driveways, backyards, only concrete, but I try to do pavers, but no, they don't know anything about pavers.
Yeah, I mean,
pavers something to be explored in the future, probably in the future, I don't know when, but in the future, because pavers are very expensive thing, very, very expensive. And I know they spend a lot of money on windows, but I don't know if they want to spend money on pavers, like on driveways and backyards, and there's a lot of money involved. But I have to find out these people.
Well, I mean, the market for what you're doing in Marietta, I'm looking now, it appears to be really strong. There are several companies offering high quality services. I mean, like there's Visionaire Windows and Upview Windows Replacement. Just on their website, you know, they're offering durable materials and energy efficient design. Mm-hmm. They have the expert installation, but there's also like small to even medium sized businesses. What we would do for you is get you up there with Chattahoochee Windows and Doors, Grand Vista Exterior Improvement, All Four Seasons Garage Doors. Have you heard of some of these guys?
Well, Visionary Window, yeah. Chattahoochee Windows, yeah, they're a small company.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if since we're going to be doing fences, porch, the deck, windows and doors, I don't know if we should say Biz Windows remodeling or renovation, maybe, probably. I don't know if it's going to be position.
Well,
from this.
We can easily adapt your package to account for any specific keywords for each period. So like if your business is experiencing a spike in demand during a time or a season, we would easily be able to target those keywords. And when I say keywords, I mean to say that those jobs that you're looking to target, and it would reflect popular searches. And so we want to make sure that you would consistently be up there. But I mean, if my question to you is if we can get you on a package that gets you increased visibility on that front page of Google, right there in the local mapping section at an affordable price. Does that sound like something we would be able to achieve today and get you started with?
Yeah, let's see what's going to be, you know, the price and what's going to be is it going to be a monthly thing or?
Yeah, so the pricing, it's very flexible. Everything is set on a 2-month verbal agreement. Really, there's no contract month to month. You're looking at a flat rate of $249. And then there's a one-time setup fee of $100 just to cover the programming. So it's your initial investment would be $349 today. And this would come with the complete local Google local optimization setup, where we would get you on Google Maps verified, which is obviously your centralized point for your contact info. And then you'll have 20 different ways to be found upon a search when it comes to the specific jobs you seek. And then what we need to do is a directory update. So I'm sure you heard of Yelp, right? Yahoo, Bing, Alexa, Siri, right? So there's Apple Maps. So what we need to do is allow Google to recognize your business info on those pages. That way Google can pull up those pages when someone types in your business name. Right now, what the problem is when someone goes on Google, I do see Best Buy windows and sightings. So there's like your competitor, I guess, is running an ad. I'm not sure if you heard of it. There's a window installation, Marietta.com. Have you heard of that?
No.
Okay.
No, I haven't.
Okay. Are you, okay, let me just double check the phone number here. There's a business popping up, Biz Windows and Doors Atlanta, and it's a 678-371-2122 phone number. Is that supposed to be you?
Yes, and also, it's supposed to be me, but I'd like to add another phone number, which is the one I'm calling right now, which is a California number.
Okay. Google only allows one phone number. You being our client, we can update, we can edit that for you.
Yeah.
Now, did you get yourself verified up there or did you hire someone?
To verify how?
Because I do see it's the free version. And again, when you type in your services, we're going to basically this package here will allow us to take this map listing, edit your phone number, but then more importantly, we want to go ahead and put it at the top with those competitors of yours. Because what's happening is you just did the free. Free is free, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So phone number change.
Google is going to call me or text me, and then I have to verify if I do not verify, they're not gonna put me on the internet or how that works. I know there's something.
Verified, so you're good. You're not gonna have to expect any calls from Google or anything. They don't really call you anyway. They're a search engine. Right now you have 5 stars out of 5 with 4 reviews. The other problem I see, your last review was 1 year ago. So you only have 4 reviews, and of the 4 reviews, the last one was 1 year ago. So this package or program comes with a way to generate reviews. You would log into a dashboard. So when you log into the dashboard, it's basically a way for, it's like a reporting system. So you'll be able to see what keywords you're listed for, how many clicks you're receiving, the location of the search that was performed, and then you can track how many phone calls you're receiving from new clients. Again, you can add keywords, remove keywords, and then you can generate reviews. But again, at the end of the day, you're paying that $249 for us to manage everything for you. That way you can focus on doing what you do best, which is taking care of your customers. Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
It does.
Okay. Did you have any?
I am getting paid on Friday from the company that I have been working right now as a subcontractor. They pay me on Friday. So in order to pay you guys or make any kind of arrangement, payment, will be on Friday when I get paid. So what should I do at this point? Call you back on Friday or you guys phone back on
before,
Friday?
Before, we can definitely talk about that, but I did want to actually ask you about a website because I'm not sure if you were aware of this, but when you go on your map listing on Google, and you click on website, it takes me to a server not found page. So it's a Biz Windows Door Marietta.com, and there's an error when it comes to your website. Did you know that?
No, to be honest, no. I know that my partner did it, a website with a guy, just a regular guy, and it was probably a year ago maybe, and I am always in the field working, so, and I don't know much of what's happening with it.
What I can do for you is, instead of waiting till Friday, I can go ahead and include a website in the package, a brand new website we can design, host, and maintain for you if we were to do this today.
Yes, yes. Just like I said, the money comes on Friday. Friday. I get my check on Friday. And yes, I'll be able to pay you guys. So,
I mean, is there any way we can get this done today at all?
Well, if there is no money involved, yes.
Yes, you know, I mean,
that's the thing.
So again, like I
many talks, bullshit was, but yeah, but like I said, I'm getting paid on Friday, so.
So again, like we mentioned, the gentleman before me and myself, the position on that front page of Google did open, and so we're looking to fill it as soon as possible. And so our team is just aggressively reaching out to the next industry like yours to fill it. Now, if you 100% absolutely positively have to wait till Friday,
yes.
Again, 100%. I don't make the rules. But what I can do.
No, 100%.
Okay. What if I were to lower the rate today?
I'm not the thing that I want to talk to you. Like I said, I don't. Whatever is. I don't. To be honest, I don't have money today. So I'm just running what I have. I've been paid. I have people that I work for today, like I have the two guys that I work for today, I'm going to have to pay them today and pay another guy tomorrow morning, which is I have their money to pay them because they don't work for me as a salary. They work for a day, like the carpenter that I've been working with me today. They need to get paid tomorrow morning.
What I can
do is was the money probably to pay you, but I have to pay them.
I know. Sounds like you just have to pay everybody, right?
Well, that's at least three people that are working for me today. They work, for a day, not like I said, for a salary. So they're gonna finish a job for me today. At the end, they're gonna pay them. And another guy, they're gonna pay him tomorrow morning, which is probably.
Okay. So a couple of things, Christopher. I know that in the beginning of the call, when I asked you if you could make that decision today, if it's affordable, you said yes. This is what I'm going to do for you, if this motivates you at all. If I can lower the rate, I know I quoted you at $249 with a $100 setup fee. I mean, if I were to waive that setup fee entirely for you and include that website, is that enough to motivate you and get you started today?
I am very motivated. Like I said, the thing is the money. So I'm very motivated to, I know I have to pay for, to start the whole thing. But like I said, I have to wait until Friday until I get paid. So how am I going to tell you? Okay, I'm going to pay you now. So, and I have another compromise with this money. That's the thing.
Okay. The only thing that we can do is, if you're comfortable and okay with this, we would have to put down a card on file to secure the discount for the $249 and that first page position. If you're okay with that, then I can schedule an appointment, call you on Friday, and then we can process the transaction. Is that fair? That's the only thing we can do.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, great. For the actual, let me go ahead and confirm this here for us. What is the correct spelling of your first and last name?
First name is Christopher. C-H-R-I-S-T-O-P-H-E-R. as T as in Thomas, O C H E R, Christopher.
Okay.
My last name is Vieri, V I E R I.
All right. V I E R I. All right. And then your email address?
The email address is BIZ Windows, one word, BIZ Windows.
Okay.
52@gmail.com.
All right. And then the best phone number for customers to call you?
Well, it's going to be the 678-371-2122 or 925-826-8268.
Okay. Which one did you prefer customers to call you?
Well, I mean, for this area, I think it's going to be the 678 because I don't know if they see 925. They're going to, you know, people.
Okay. We are your first line of defense. So if you relocate, you change your name, your address, your phone number, we can take care of it for you, no problem. So we'll do the 678-371-2122 for now. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. And then let's see here, Eastern Standard Time. And then your business name, obviously, Biz Windows, capital B-I-Z.
Yeah.
All right. And then can you verify your business address for me?
It is 680 Fox Prop Circle. Marietta, Georgia, 30067.
All right.
This is strange because the women gotta come and call me, and they locate me at my house, of course. Oh, I thought you guys have a office. I said, well, my office is my home. Oh no, I thought you guys have a warehouse. My God, unbelievable.
Well, I mean, there are options to have your address displayed or not. It's better to display it for optimization purposes. But again, if you have people coming to your home outside of trick or treating, then just let us know. We'll go ahead and make that invisible for you.
I don't know. Yeah, probably it's going to be better to have invisible because I know that a lot of people look for your business thinking that I have a showroom, or no, I do not. I work from my home, and if you call me, I'll come to your house, give you a estimate on what you need, and bring you, say, on Windows.
Mm-hmm.
I'll bring you, a magazine with pictures of, the company that I sell Windows and or whatever, folder or something. But it's very strange because you go, oh, I'm looking here, on a Google map, and this is a house. I thought it was a business. But this is my business. I have on my garage, my business, my office in the garage. So, but I don't know if it's going to be a good idea to just don't show the address, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, again, it's personal invisible. Preference. It's up to you at the end of the day. A lot of, our clients, they prefer to show it. It just depends. It just varies business to business.
Probably going to be much better to make this invisible this year.
Yeah, we have our clients, they have Regis business offices as an alternative.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so for the card that you're going to be using to pay with, what is the billing address on that card?
It's the same address. 680 Fox Circle. Yeah.
All right. Second here. All right, and then is that on a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or is it a Discover?
It's going to be on Visa.
Visa. All right, we're not processing anything today, and I'll be ready for the card number.
Sure. It's 4741. 6530-0591 4504. Expiration date is 1025.
10/2025?
Yeah, 10/25, yes, exactly.
Okay, and then security code?
Is 971.
All right. And then we need a security question from you because we're going to be providing more visibility, more exposure. So this is just for your security, your protection. If you don't know who's on the phone, just ask them to answer the security question. Obviously, if they can, it's us. If not, then want to disconnect the line there. We have mother's maiden name, city you were born in, your first pet's name. Which one did you like?
Well, could be my mother's name.
Okay, and the answer?
Is R-I-C-C-I.
Okay, R-I, and then what was that for that?
R-I-C-C-I, Richard.
Okay, so, and Paul, I'm sorry. I have an R-I, and then I'm unable to follow what you're saying after that.
R-I-C-C-I.
R-I-C-E-I, like?
No. R-I-C-C-I.
C-C-I. Gotcha.
Yes.
All right, it's a very beautiful name there. Okay, so I went ahead and I saved that. Let's see if I'm going to go ahead and create this invoice for you. Give me one second, okay?
Okay.
Well, I mean, I'm happy we connected today, man. I can tell you're pretty excited about this.
All right. And all right, I hope I can get a lot of business from you guys' efforts. I hope so.
And you will.
Because I want to return from a friend of mine in San Francisco. They called me up today, and he has a lot of business from you guys, a lot of business. So, well, I hope I'm going to be as lucky as you are in San Francisco, because I came from San Francisco. I told him, I hope I don't need to go back to San Francisco to get some business.
Yeah, I mean, 90% of searches begin on Google. And you use it, I use it, the whole world uses it. And as long as you stay the course and you're positive, your phone will ring, right? I wish I could tell you how many times or how many calls you would get, but we have no control over that. But we have control of your exposure, and that's exactly what this is about. So in good faith, we'll go ahead and make it happen on Friday. Now I went ahead and I emailed you that invoice. What I need to go ahead and do is put you in my calendar for Friday. What time would work for you to get this started?
Well, I'm going to be working on Friday all day long, so probably, I don't know, where are you guys located right now? Where are you guys?
We're in Fountain Valley, California.
Oh, California. So you guys are 3 hours behind me. So.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you have the funds. It's like, let's see here. I get in 9 o'clock in the morning. So would you have the 349 in the account?
I should. Well, the thing is, they pay me after 4 o'clock here, Eastern Time. This is at the end of the day for them to pay me, and I go to the bank and make the deposit. So, deposit the check.
Okay. Okay. So you're thinking maybe 4:30 Eastern Standard?
Yeah. Yeah. 5 o'clock maybe. Can be better.
Okay, so let's do 5 o'clock. Call. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation right now
mm-hmm.
on Google. It's going to be via email, okay?
Okay.
It'll be Thursday the 24th, 5 o'clock Eastern, so 2 o'clock Pacific Standard. And it's going to say meeting with Local Splash, Google Marketing. All right, so I went ahead and I sent that over, and I'll send it. I'll follow up our conversation by text. Okay, just confirming that appointment. All right.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Well, that would conclude our phone meeting here. Did you have any further questions for me?
No. I hope I have a big hope that I'm going to get a lot of calls, and that's my hope.
And you will. And pardon me, I got to do Friday, not tomorrow. Hey, let me edit that meeting. Friday the 25th. Okay. There it is. And yeah, this is going to work. It's Google. So, unless someone told you Google doesn't work, then, you know, I'll put it this way. If this marketing doesn't work, I'll come to you. I'll work for free, my friend. Is that fair enough?
No, it is, but I'm very confident that it's going to work. It worked for my friend, and it's going to work for me. So he's very happy. He's getting a lot of calls, and so I hope that
this is going to increase your visibility.
A market.
Right. I was saying.
I know that according to my conversation with him today, that our market in California, of course, California is another world. I mean, there was a lot of money in California.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, I don't know. Let's go try Georgia. Let's go try Georgia.
Georgia, increased visibility. It's cost effective. You'll have much more credibility and trust. We're targeting specific audience, customers who are searching, demanding for your line of work and services, and then you're giving yourself that competitive advantage. It is a win-win situation, my friend. You'll never know unless you give yourself that opportunity. And in good faith, we will make it happen on Friday, okay?
And I don't want to be just on a windows and doors market, because there are so many companies that sell windows and doors, and this city is unbelievable. That's why I probably have to approach with different kind of ads, maybe. I don't know. Like I said, renovation, maybe, or probably, because just if you Google, you're going to see probably, I don't know, more than 100, probably 200 windows and doors company in Atlanta and Georgia. Too many. We don't have that in California. But this is a very hot thing here in Georgia. So probably I have to go in different approach and different kind of ads to maybe make this thing work.
Yeah. I mean, these businesses that are there for focused on improving, you know, the home aesthetics, right? Energy
yeah.
efficiency and overall value. So,
yeah.
Again, at the end of the day, that to your point, clearly there seems to be a much more stronger customer satisfaction service, product quality, highlighting, you know, what you guys do. So
yeah.
That's awesome. Congratulations, my friend.
Thank you.
All right. So I'll give you a call on Friday, okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
All right.
Your name again, Bruce?
My name is Muzz. M-U-Z.
M-U-Z. Okay, Muzz.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right. You
okay.
Have a blessed day.
You too. Thank you, Muzz.
All right.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Thank
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.